The first reading is a reading from the book of Samuel. David spoke to Saul, "Let your majesty not lose courage. I am at your service to go and fight this Philistine." But Paul answered David, "You cannot go up against this Philistine and fight with him, for you're only a youth, while he has been a warrior from his youth." David continued, "The Lord who delivered me from the claws of the lion and the bear will also keep me safe from the clutches of this Philistine." Saul answered David, "Go, the Lord is with you." Then, staff in hand, David selected 5 smooth stones from the wadi and put them in the pocket of his shepherd's bag. With his sling also ready to hand, he approached the Philistine. With his shield-bearer marching before him, the Philistine also advanced closer and closer to David. When he had sized David up and seen he was youthful and ruddy and handsome in appearance, the Philistine held David in contempt. The Philistine said to David, "Am I a dog that you come against me with a staff?" Then the Philistine cursed David by his gods and said to him, "Come here to me, and I will leave your flesh for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field." David answered him, "You came against me with sword and spear and scimitar, but I come against you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel that you have insulted. Today the Lord shall deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will leave your corpse and the corpses of your Philistine army for the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. Thus the whole land shall learn that Israel has a God. All this multitude, too, shall learn that it was not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he shall deliver you into our hands." The Philistine then moved to meet David at close quarters, while David ran quickly toward the battle line in the direction of the Philistine. David put his hand in the bag and took out a stone, hurled it in a sling, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone embedded itself in his brow, and he fell prostrate on the ground. Thus David overcame the Philistine with sling and stone. He struck the Philistine mortally and did it without a sword. Then David ran and stood over him, and with the Philistine's own sword, which he drew from its sheath, he dispatched him and cut off his head. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for battle, my fingers for war. Blessed be the Lord, my rock, my refuge and my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I trust, who subdues my people under me. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. O God, I will sing a new song to you. With a 10-string lyre, I will chant your praise. You who give victory to kings and deliver David, your servant, from the evil sword. Blessed be the Lord, my rock. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus entered the synagogue, and there was a man there who had a withered hand. They watched Jesus closely to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. He said to the man with the withered hand, "Come up here before us." Then he said to the Pharisees, "Is it lawful to do good on the Sabbath rather than to do evil, to save life rather than destroy it?" But they remained silent. Looking around at them with anger and grieved at their hardness of heart, Jesus said to the man, "Stretch out your hand." He stretched out his hand, and he was restored. The Pharisees went out immediately, took counsel with the Herodians against him to put him to death. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So, of course, we see the famous story of David and Goliath and how David knows that the fight belongs to the Lord, not to him. And so, too, when we deal with the Gospel, the healing power that comes from Jesus is from God, because he is God, and God desires to heal us. Now, we start off with this, is they were watching Jesus closely, it says, to see if he would cure him on the Sabbath so that they might accuse him. So here Jesus, who is God, wants to bring healing to his people, And here are the Pharisees, who are not God, that are only focusing on trying to accuse Jesus of something. Are we people who focus on others to accuse them when they break laws? Or are we people that are constantly looking to bring healing to others because they belong to God? They are his children. Let's be people that are too busy trying to heal people that we have time to judge them. Let's just be too busy to be focused on judging others, because we see the Pharisees, who are good people, judge the God of the universe because he wanted to bring healing to others. Let's focus more on healing than judging. May you know his love today and forever. Amen.